Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on what? The American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is April 11th, 2024.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to that holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? You need to really heed the warning and get right now before it's too late. And it's always too late, because you know what? You could die at any time, and I almost found that out myself. So you need to get yourself right with the Father and the Son. Anyway, please make the choice for you, sure or not. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you. If you get the machine, do what?
If you get the machine, leave your name, number, and we'll call you back when we get the message. And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him on his phone. Let him know you're going to call him at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, updates about the Wichita Mission Church, the radio program archives, and all of our contact information on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Folks, we are a live radio program. We simulcast live on the internet, so it's on some independent FMs and whole bunch of four different MP3 streams, and you can get it a bunch of different ways. But I just want to make a comment about live. Live's fun, and it's good radio, because once you say it, it's out there.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking when it was time for me to, why I stalled a little bit, is because you said it's always too late, but I've always been taught that it's never too late.
Well, it's...
So it could go either way, I guess. That's why I was trying to contemplate whether that made sense for...
Well, it really didn't. Actually, that was a slip of the tongue. It isn't. As long as you're alive, it's not too late.
It's never too late. You just said it backwards.
I caught myself and I thought about it, and then, but I accomplished catching you off guard by saying, I left part of it out. I usually say that ending, you know, where it's, you know, where it says.
But I have an announcement to slip in here real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
We, our middle son, Joshua, which most, some of you know him as Bubbloso Bubba, that's our middle son. He just had his fourth baby on the 5th, and they named her Daniela after her mom, Elaine after Daniela's grandma, then Joan after my mom, which would be her great-grandma, and then Belle after Dan's mom, which is her another great-grandma. So she has her mom, her dad, and both of her great-grandmas in her name. And her, if you drop out the J and the C with her initials, you got Deb. So Bubba's going to call her Little Debbie.
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah,
and that's our 19th grandbaby.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes. Now let's thank our listener base and worldwide places.
Okay. Well,
okay, wait a minute.
Hang
a
second.
Minute. Hang on.
I'm going to add on to that just because I love it. These people, you know, about over a year ago, we were, you know, some Mennonites showed up and started donating, and their heart for giving has always just really got me. They got a really neat community. Do I agree with everything Mennonites do? Not at all. But I don't even know all their policies. I know they worship Christ and they love to give. And if you were a part of the Mennonite committee, you know, now this one Mennonite lady just brought some food over and clothing over to Joshua and Danny because they just had a baby. Could you imagine being part of that community, say, of a church of 150 people, and you had a baby or you got sick, you know how much?
Oh, my goodness. She brought him a big old pan of Mexican rice, a big old pan of Mexican casserole, which I'm having for supper because they offered me some, and two big old huge pans of cinnamon rolls, which I got a whole pan that I'm taking to church tomorrow because there's no way we can even eat one whole pan between all of us, let alone two whole pans. But praise the Lord for the Mennonites' food. They're so good. It's so good. Anything they make is good.
I love their cinnamon roll. And I knew when she said food, I said, I bet if there's a pan of cinnamon rolls.
There's two pans of cinnamon rolls. One at my house.
They're noted for cinnamon rolls.
They're wonderful too.
Oh my God!
Now you can't go out and buy these kind of cinnamon rolls. No, these babies are good.
And just for the record, you can't get. It's so hard to find the unconditional love that they give out. You know, when they're not really part of the world, so to speak, and you know they really have such a great love for Messiah, and it just seems like all the right things. You know what I mean? Maybe their theology isn't correct, but whose is? But that's what
we all have a piece of the puzzle. They have the love and the kindness, and they have the Lord. So
yeah, amen and amen. And that's what a lot of people don't miss. Everybody wants to say, well, it's my beliefs are the ones that are going to get you into heaven and not everybody else's. And you know what? Yeah, and especially I find that a lot of Torah people saying, trying to divorce the Christian church. But what you got to really look at is the fact that all through the Torah, if you study it, there's so much given for forgiveness. Because you just didn't know.
I used to believe that same way. Well, if you don't believe like I believe, I want nothing to do with you, blah, blah, blah. You have to believe this is the truth because I say it and it's because it's in the Word. But now I've grown to agree to disagree, and the Lord will figure it all out and let everybody know the truth when He comes back. Like, it's going to matter because you'll know when it comes back. You won't have to be told.
and there's that. Yeah, and I know there are some really blatant things that absolutely you have to get away from in different things, and I'm not saying everybody's okay in their thing, but you do. And two, like she said, we'll thank our listener base in a minute, but you made a really good point. If somebody said that you were damned for what you did believe back when you believed that, they wouldn't have known where your walk was going. You understand? Because you don't believe the same way. You don't keep the same holidays. You don't keep the same priorities as you did in the world or when you came out. Your belief system was different. So you were early in your walk. You hadn't progressed. And so that's why I tell people, don't be such in quick condemnation of a brother or sister. Yeah, point it out to them in Scripture, but you do not know where they're at in their walk with Messiah.
Right, because when I first started learning the truth, you had to about beat me over the head with a bat to get me to believe that my parents lied to me my whole life. Christmas and Easter have to be real. They have to be right. They wouldn't teach me something that was a lie, but guess what? All those are pagan lies.
Yeah, and for the record, she really pointed out, she was really stronger on her grandma and grandpa than she was on your mom.
Right.
At that time, but it's no big deal. But my point is just that you don't know where people are at in their walk. Yes, we are supposed to warn the wicked of the way. Yes, we are supposed to judge righteously. Yes, we are supposed to share Scripture. Somebody's not accepting it, we're actually supposed to walk away.
Right.
That's what the Word says. Don't throw my pearls to swine. You're supposed to walk away. If they're not receiving it, you walk away.
And it falls back in the lap of every individual is responsible for their own salvation and learning. The Scripture's there. Don't take man's word for it. Pray about the Lord. Pray to give you, reveal the truth. Pray before you read. Get right with the Lord, and He will show you the truth. Search everything out in Scripture. Don't believe what somebody tells you. If it's not in Scripture, then it's not there.
Yeah, and you do need to look up for yourself, and that's the biggest problem with, there's a thing called Messianic Judaism. What's Messianic Judaism? Messianic Judaism is the faith of the apostles. They were when they got saved, they didn't throw away the things they did in the Torah. they stopped sacrifices. But the point is they still continued on in their Jewish beliefs, or actually Israeli beliefs, or Torah beliefs, whatever you want to call it. They continued on in that. That's Messianic. It's called Messianic Judaism. And that is the faith that you should actually be looking at, is the faith of the apostles. Now, here's what happened. Christians started getting in the system. There started to be more Christians that believed in Yeshua than there was Jews. And so they brought a lot of their things with them, you know, and did it. But nowadays, you have this thing, you know, the Hebrew Roots movement has exploded. Well, we are not part of the Hebrew Roots movement. What is Hebrew Roots? That's just some people that are going, oh, man, it's cool to be in Torah, and they're going to get into Torah, but yet they still have the same thing. They still have a lot of their dragon or paganistic beliefs with them. And here's another kicker, what they do. The problem is there's no real distinct leaders or rule set. So you have, all over the internet, you can get a different flavor of it. You can get one to agree with whatever belief that you have, just like you can with a lot of forms of Christianity, because a lot of people rose up that weren't anointed to be a leader, weren't supposed to be a leader, but all of a sudden they're a leader, they're a preacher, and it's all because of what? The internet. Right. Anyway, we need to move on anyway, so...
Okay, let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Malmo, Sweden, Port Marquaria,
whatever,
Australia, Windsor, Canada, and then in the USA we have Sherman, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Orlando, Florida, and last week Hutchinson, Kansas was the largest group of listeners that listened to the podcast and the radio podcast archives, and they're at branch.podomatic.com.
Yeah, and Frank threw in here as the conversation that was going on, and he says it's also true that with Christian identity, there's a thousand flavors. Yeah, and it's all because of the internet. You know, somebody can get up and write stuff, and that's a, you know, but the folks, the devil's fueled on most of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There is one way that you can tell about all this stuff. And that's what I'm writing a book about. Yeshua said, "You shall know them by their fruit." That's how you'll know them. You know, if a branch doesn't produce fruit, what do? You cut it off, throw it in a fire, and burn it up. That will even be how it is at the end of the world. So that's something you got to do. You look at people, and you know them by the fruits. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at these Mennonites, and I'm judging them by their fruits. What are their fruits? Long-suffering, love for one another, loving their neighbors, you know, loving people outside of their faith and helping them blindly, giving things to people that they would never, ever, ever see. Or, you know, it's just like they donate stuff to us so that we give it to the homeless and poor. They're never going to get any kind of reward from those homeless people.
No.
And that's the kind of giving that you're going to see. You know, so anyway. Okay, we better move on with this. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua, I'm in Yeshua's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, Father, and not ours, and please give everyone out their ears and which to what? Hear the truth, Father. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen.
And actually, today's the day you're supposed to get your lamb. In the olden days, they went and got the lamb today, right? Is it 11th? Or is it Nisan? This is just a calendar.
Okay, stop.
Anyway, we're 10 days from Passover, and Passover Seder is the 21st on Sunday, because Passover is the 22nd, and y'all know you do it the day before, because God starts his day at dark, not at midnight.
Yeah, we'll do our Seder Sunday at 21st at dark, which will be the 22nd. Anyway, song. We hear from Johnny Cash.
Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. just a few more weary days, and then I'll fly away to that land where joy will never end. I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Yeah, amen and amen. That was Johnny Cash. I don't know. Let me ask my wife something. You think we could talk for about 5 minutes on the Mission Church? Because I really hate to start the main subject that we have without... Or I can pull up a couple articles. You want to talk about the Mission Church now or later?
Well, we can talk about the Mission Church. What do you want to talk about it?
I don't know.
It's a lot of work by yourself, I'll tell you that. But what? I did 22 dozen scrambled eggs Tuesday, and then I come home, and my son sent me an article that said they just halted a whole, I don't even remember how many, but a whole bunch of eggs in Texas. They stopped them because they got salmonella or something in them, and they got them in the
bird
chicken.
Bird flu.
Yeah, bird flu and the chicken in the eggs, and I'm like, praise the Lord, we got, and all my chickens came from where? The Mennonites, fresh farm eggs, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much where they came from, yeah, come think of it. Amen and amen, you know.
They Shoot, that was eggs. Close.
Well, they started, you know, I did a little more with the story with that. You know, when we, before COVID, we used to let everybody in, and now we have to serve everybody outside just merely because of the numbers now. And two, our inside isn't ventilated and all that. But anyway... So we used to serve from 1 to 3 p.m. We used to serve egg sandwiches. And I couldn't believe how many egg sandwiches some of the people could put away. They could put away 4 or 5 egg sandwiches and then have dinner at
4:30. I think our highest number was 17, and that was just from 1 to 3.
17 dozen.
Yeah.
And that was done by, and we're not talking like there was 100 people in there. We're talking like about 30. You know, maybe 35
people. Yeah, but they rotated out, so it's really hard to count the people then because we have 40 chairs, but they rotated out. They'd eat sandwiches, they go outside, and new people come in, so they rotated out all day long.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, anyway, Frank said he wouldn't believe them on the bird food eggs. I have no idea, but it's just all about shortening the food chain. That's what that's all about.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Mennonites, you know, knew that we did those egg sandwiches, so they asked us if we needed eggs. Well, what do you beyond now? You made a scrambled egg dinner.
Well, I had 70 dozen that they gave them to me like all that was like all within 2 weeks, and I'm like, okay, I got to do something. Well, I had a dentist appointment early in the morning, so I got to the church, and I knew I wasn't going to have any help that day because Bubba just had his baby. So I thought, well, I'll just scramble up a bunch of eggs and make some hamburger gravy and do bread and gravy and scrambled eggs and donuts. Well, it took me from 12:30 to 3:30 to do 22 dozen eggs, and I was like, I thought I would get it done faster, but yeah, it took a long, that's a lot of eggs. Let me tell you, my whole sink, here's, imagine this, the shells, because I just, because I saved them to put on my garden, because it's good calcium for your garden, so save your eggshells and throw them on your garden. It also helps deter cats off of your plants. I got a bunch of the feral cats, but... Now I forgot what I was saying because I got the cats. What was I talking about, Dad?
You were talking about how many eggshells.
Oh, the eggshells. Yeah, I just threw them in the sink, and the sink, I have a stainless steel sink. The whole sink was completely full. I had to crush them down and put them in a bag just to finish the eggs. That's a lot of shells.
Yeah, that's a lot of shells. But, you know, while we're getting eggs and things, I have to tell you this, folks. You know, we really, really do need a help for you to help us stock up. We use canned fruit, like, you know, when she used small cans, just tell me what that number was.
40 to 50, depending on how many places. But I open 40 and use, when that's all gone, then I just do what I need. One can feeds three people.
Okay. Any, anyway, I ain't got much time. Anyway, so we're out of fruit. We're out of canned vegetables.
I've got enough canned vegetables. Probably do maybe 4 more days.
Yeah, anyway, 4 more days. So, you know, and we got hamburger meat for how many meals?
I just bought 7, so I got 7. And, well, I used one, so I'll have 6 left. But I'm completely out of diced tomatoes, completely out. And I've got one number 10 can of green beans and one number 10 can of corn. So I'm really low on stuff at the church. I need to stock.
Yeah, so we need to stock. So pray about a donation for the Wichita Mission Church. We really, really, really do need to stock, and we need it as fast as we can. And so, you know, you can, right here you go. Tell them how they
can
donate.
You can go in online by Cash App or over the phone by mail and check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. If you don't want to help with the poor, then please consider a donation for radio airtime, because it's not free, and donations what keeps us on the air so you can listen to us.
Yeah, and, you know, consider that. You know, what a lot of people think, well, radio, you know, I can donate. You know, you're on radio. Everybody, you've got so many people out there, you don't need my donation. You know what? A lot of people think that way. But, you know, it just don't work, because so many people think that way. You know, really, it's a trickle. Now, once somebody usually becomes a donor, they usually stay a donor. We have people that have been donating to this ministry for many, many years. But right now, you know, we need your donations, because while we have solid people that support us, they haven't been able to give us more, and inflation makes us need more.
And that reminds me of the story that you told about the, I think it's even a biblical, I think it's even in the Bible, about a dinner or a feast that the Lord told him. They said, bring some wine to celebrate. It was a wedding dinner or something. And then everybody says, well, somebody else will bring wine. So they came to the dinner and nobody brought wine, so they was without wine.
Okay, what it was is everybody would bring in some wine and put it into this big flask.
Right.
And so, yeah, everybody thought the same way. So when it was time for the celebration of the wedding, they opened the flax.
And it was empty.
Yeah, so amen and amen. Okay, tell them where they can find us. We've got to go to a break.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, and mission updates. Everything's over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes. 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, or pre-rath, or post-trib, whatever your position is, this book will help you to find the truth. If you're really looking for the truth about the rapture, I honestly believe you will find it in this book. It'll settle in your spirit, because the truth is the Holy Spirit knows the truth about the rapture. And one of the reasons that the people other than post-trib can't seem to find peace about this is because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell them that they don't have the truth. That is, until they find post-trib. But either way, this is going to help you to find the peace about the rapture. I really recommend you get it. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. 1 for 20, 10 for 30, and 20 for 50 at prophecyclub.com. 1 for 20, but don't do that. 10 for 30, 20 for 50, give you extras to give to your friend. Because once you read this one, you're going to be handing this to your pastors, to all of your Christian friends, and just ask them to read it. If they get through the first chapter, they're going to read the whole book, and they're going to love it, and it's going to help them to really find the truth about the rapture. How Pre-Trib One at prophecyclub.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch and Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. Okay, folks, let's move on like this. Okay, I just told my wife that we were probably going to end up going to the movie theater this week. Well, why is that? You know, there's a movie that came out. I didn't think that it was coming out till the first or middle of July, around 4th of July time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, and I might have been the one that told you that. I don't know.
I thought I seen an advertiser said in July. When we went to the movie, that's where we got that idea.
Is that where it came from?
Yeah, when we went and seen Godzilla. They had an advertisement, and it said, coming in July, Civil War. Yeah, that's where we seen that, the previews at.
Well, so... Now, we're going to give you this commentary, and I found it on Yahoo News. That's how it came up in my stuff, because, you know, I look at both sides. I don't just look at what the right people are saying, people on the right are saying, and I don't clearly just look at what the left says, but you have to look at both sides to get the stories, because not everybody's producing the story. You need to see what the other side's saying about things. And so, while I haven't seen a conservative review of this program yet, I need you all to keep in mind that this review that we're about to go into is a review done by the left. It's done by Yahoo. And so... But it's going to be fun to go through it. It is, because I already went through it and checked it out and everything. And so it's going to be fun to go through. All right, so I'll let my wife start off if she wants to.
Okay, it says, how Americans' next civil war could unfold. It's looming. The battle lines have already been drawn. Okay, Colin Freeman?
Yeah, and it came from Yahoo News.
Okay, famous for its craft beer and indie... bookstores, the city of Portland in Oregon is not an obvious place for the United States to start fraying at the seams. A haunt of millennial hipsters and downsized tech bros, it prides itself as a vegan-friendly, eco-friendly, migrant-friendly beacon of progressive America.
Really? Now, just to show you what kind of... lies are spun by the left. Look at it. It's famous for craft beer, indie bookstores, and they're trying to get you. It's a bunch of hippies and downtown tech people, you know, and it prides itself on vegan friendly and all these things, all these good things. That city is a trash heap. That city is one of the biggest places where the Black Lives Matters protest came in. They burn a bunch of the city down, and I could be wrong. If you're in Portland, I know I got a bunch of listeners there. Let's send me an email. A whole bunch of the businesses moved out of the city. They assault. That was a place where they assault people. Anyway, where they assault people, it is exactly the opposite of what it just said, and that's what the left does. They want you to think this is a really nice city. If you are, maybe if you're our liberal drug addict, it might be, but other than that, it is not a good place to be. And Frank says it's a cesspool, and it's full of parasites, and it's a dying city, and that's a fact. So that's the great assault that you have to take in mind when we go through the rest of this interview. This is the point of view. They're flipping things around.
Yeah, it used to be, before they did all the Black Lives Matter destroyed it used to be a beautiful place to visit.
Sure did.
And now it used to be that, but they totally turned it opposite.
Okay.
One person many Portlanders have never felt friendly towards, though, is Donald Trump. And when he unveiled his zero-tolerance immigration policy back in 2018, protesters took to the streets. So did the far-right Patriot Prayer and the Proud Boys movements, which is how Alexander Reed Ross, a Portland academic who studies political violence, got some firsthand experience of his specialism. A big fight broke out between about 150 right-wingers and 75 fascists. And at one point, but seven right-wingers were crowded around and one kid giving him a real stomping. He remembers, "I rushed to push them away, and at this point, one of them punched me in the face."
Okay, stop. And Ross says he backed off and warned the mob they risked killing the man and beating him later. That was what was being done by the leftists. There wasn't 150 right-wingers there. It was totally the opposite. The 75 anti-fascists, which is the left, there was more of them than that, and they were burning the city down.
Right.
They were literally burning the city down. And so here is another lie. They're trying to twist that around and make it look like it was the Proud Boys and all this that started it. No, the only reason that there was anybody from the right there is because stores that were there asked some people to come and help them protect their stores because the left was burning the city down. And that's the real truth. But see, look, this is Yahoo. This is what the left-wing media spins you, folks. And if you're listening to Yahoo and all those things, you're just crazy. He goes on, he says, footage of the incident can be seen on YouTube. The only reason it can be seen on YouTube, the one that's on YouTube, is what? It's a leftist point of view, so don't even bother. But, so anyway, pick it back up right there.
Okay, similar scenes of unrest also feature at the start of the new film Civil War, which takes the concept of Americans' political fracturing to its logical extreme.
Okay, so that's what it's saying. There's a movie called Civil War that just broke. Well, actually, tomorrow's the premiere day. Friday. They always usually premiere on Friday. Anyway, I'll stop for a second. Frank said the news is propaganda. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Just like in George Orwell's 1981.
I can't remember. It was 1981. I was going to say 1946, but I think it was 1981.
Anyway, the George Orwell film. Anyway, moving right along. So anyway, it is propaganda in 1984. Thank you, Frank. Just like in the movie 1984. And if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, I suggest you do. There's a black and white version and there's a newer version, and both of them you should watch. I tend to like the black and white version better. Anyway, propaganda, that's what it is. And so there is no real news. Anyway, so moving back to this movie. So this movie is out. I haven't seen any conservatives review it yet because they haven't seen it yet or whatever. So we'll get those reviews after the weekend. So we're going blindly in to see this movie. I don't know. I have my take on it. Actually, I think it's going to be not that bad leftist because of the fact of all the twists I can see in this that the left are doing. Okay. Start right here.
In director Alex Garland's new dystopian blockbuster, the enemy isn't Russia, Islamic terrorists, or AI, but the American people themselves, who have taken up arms against each other. The movie is fictional, but with widespread fears that November's presidential election may plunge America back into turmoil. Many are already hailing it as a cautionary tale. Some have been even questioned the wisdom of the Hollywood releasing it in the current climate, fearing that it may stoke tensions further.
Okay. I don't know what, and I'm also with that, I really wonder, you know, what the spirit is behind releasing this movie when we have this is going to be the most disputed election in history, because if Biden steals the election this time, as they did last time,
it probably will be civil war.
And it will probably break into the civil war, but the civil war type that it would be at, it would be lots of, I think, not one big organized groups, you know, but a lot of smaller groups, you know, doing things. I don't know. I'm not for civil war.
I thought that last time and it never happened, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, they didn't push them far enough. Okay. Go ahead.
Is an action blockbuster that feeds into the violent fantasies of neo-Confederates, anti-government militants, and mega morons a good idea? Ask one contributor to the discussion thread on Reddit. I personally don't think so.
Well, see, now here they flip this around. The fantasies of neo-Confederates and anti-government militants and magnet morons. They don't say anything about them, the fact that these people are anti-Christian on the other side. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-Constitution. They want communism. They openly say for it. They openly want everything that's an abomination made legal. But yet they're pointing and say, well, it's the other side going to do it. But you know what? In the heart of things, I really think that the left is scared to death of this because, you know, but they're being pushed. Go ahead.
Such jitters aren't uncommon, according to a 2022 poll by YouGov and The Economist.
The Economist.
40% of Americans think a new civil war is at least somewhat likely in the next 10 years.
Yeah, and we've been reporting that a lot. I've been saying that for many years. Ever since I started radio, I could see it in the background, but it's gotten worse and worse every year. And I'm like you. I actually expected more to happen when they stole Trump's election the last time. But, you know, they were, you know, their side was prepared for it. That's why they staged the January 6th coup. You know, Donald Trump, it's like as they try to say that Donald Trump fueled an election, insurrection. Well, first off, it wasn't an insurrection, but let's go with this. He called Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge of, she was the Speaker of the House, she was in charge of extra protection for the Capitol. That's what's part of the Speaker's job. Donald Trump, and it's taped, and there's evidence, they just hid it. The January 6th committee deleted it and hid it and didn't present it to the people, that Donald Trump offered her before, a couple of days before, said, I will give you National Guard troops. If you want them, all you have to do is say yes. And Nancy Pelosi said no. He asked her more than once. She said no. Now, if he was planning a coup, an insurrection of unarmed people, as it was, then why would he offer to stop his own coup with the military?
Right.
That's just bogus. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, where was I? Perhaps worry of stirring such tensions further in this film, Garland is at pains to avoid saying what has sparked the conflict or who the combatants are. As he told a recent preview of the film at Texas SXSW Festival, we don't need it explained. We know exactly why it might happen and what fault lines and the pressures are.
Okay, so what that basically says, the director of the movie just said that. He's not pointing out, he's not saying it was because of this or because of that, just that it happened, you know, and you leave that up to your own imagination. So this also tells me that something that tells me that the movie's maybe worth going and seeing, you know, because they're not doing it from a point of view. He may be actually, maybe this director is actually trying to warn what he's seeing.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't did any research. Folks, I haven't did my normal research on this film. I haven't looked up the director or anything because I wasn't expecting it till July. It just.
But what I have noticed with a bunch of the new movies is that everything that's happened is in the movies.
Well, of course it is. And it's always been that way, Mother. It's always been that way. Okay, go ahead.
All viewers learn is that 19 states have seceded from Washington's rule, led by a somewhat unlikely alliance between Texas and California, sparking a war that has left the country in ruins.
That's the one that I find completely crazy.
Really?
Texas and California coming together to succeed from the Union. Both of those are completely opposite. But that may be the director doing that to move the movie to a more neutral position so that both sides will see it.
Yeah, and he put in parentheses, somewhat unlikely alliance between Texas and California, because it's really unlikely.
Okay, I'm going to read for a
minute. Even the Film Center characters are ostensibly neutral.
I want to go real quick because I want to speed read it. Even the Film Central characters, neutral observers, a team of journalists led by CNN all-war photographer named Christian Dustin, and she's a pretty good actress, drives the nation in a bid to interview. So it's all about this journalist, which is a blonde, Christian Dustin, going to try to interview the president as he's being besieged in Washington. Indeed, the film is much about journalism. It's about a profession which, in cynical Trumpian era of fake news, seems to hold some romance for Garland. Dustin and her team are utterly fearless, following soldiers into bouts of close-quarters combat. Going back out, and now see, Trumpian era of fake news. Who's putting out the fake news? It isn't Trump. Who's putting it out? These very people that are telling you it's fake news. Wow, this is unbelievable. The Brave River will get some remarkable pictures, but it goes on. We're going to have to kill this to get on to anything else. But I suggest, I would like to see you, go see this movie. I really would. And then tell me about it, what you think. And I already did that. Do this.
A rematch of past street brawls isn't the only looming flashpoint Trump may yet face jail for his role in the Capitol riot, which would infuriate his supporters. If reelected, he has threatened a mass deportation of illegal immigrants, and to cut off federal funding to Democrat-run cities, and with rising crime rates, branding them as anarchist jurisdiction.
Okay. And so Trump did do those things, but there's nothing wrong with those things that he's doing. But so we're going back to the fact that you really need to see the movie. Let's go with this. Going back to the so-called insurrection, this came out in the news, and this was pretty shocking. Now you got the. Listen to this. Breaking. Undercover video is of a CIA officer, former FBI guy, boasts, "We can put anyone in jail, set them up. The FBI did what we wanted with Alex Jones and took his money away." This was found at Gateway Pundit by Christina Elea. A CIA officer, former FBI official, is on an undercover video blasting or boasting about using the might of the federal government to jail anyone by setting them up. Gavin O'Blinis, a contracting officer for the CIA, told an undercover journalist with Sound Investigations that the FBI can put anyone in jail and set them up. We call it a nudge, O'Blinis said, adding the FBI can put problematic right-wing journalists like Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones in jail. O'Blinis said of InfoWars founder Alex Jones, "The FBI took his money away and chopped his legs off, and he's about to go completely bankrupt and maybe have to face some jail time and things for that are just totally bogus." Gavin O'Blinis said that about 20 undercover agents were at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So there were agents inside the Capitol. They were egging all this on, all the nefarious stuff that was started to cause a riot, was caused by what? The FBI agents. This is an admission by a CIA agent. "I thought you said there were FBI agents in the crowds at January 6th, the undercover journalist asked O'Blinis. He replied, "Yeah, there are. There always are when there's a big protest in D.C., just in case it gets out of hand like that. I mean, I'm talking they had 20. You needed 1,000 to get rid of that crowd." He also said the FBI used embellished news and fake social media to really get people mad. In other words, to egg them on, to make them want to do something. And now this is a follow-up to it. Now, this came in afterwards. That was one article at Gateway Pundit. This is another one that came in. Breaking, CIA officer, former FBI boast, we can put anybody in jail, set them up. That's the same headline. The FBI did what we wanted. Okay, but update. Alex Jones is to sue the FBI and CIA after the undercover video reveals feds targeted him, took his money away, and chopped his legs off. Now, that's Jim Holt doing this one. Media personality Alex Jones declared his intention to file lawsuits against the FBI and CIA. Well, you got to be brave to do that. They're going to do what? They're just going to throw you in jail, Alex, during an appearance on the Benny Johnson Show. This announcement followed the release of an undercover video by Sound Investigations, which featured a CIA officer purportedly admitting to federal agencies targeting conservatives, including Jones. Gateway Pundit previously reported on the footage, which Gavin O'Blemis, a contracting officer for the CIA, was caught offhand by an undercover person. So we did that. O'Blemis singled out right-wing journalist, specifically Tucker Carlson. Now, they haven't done anything to Tucker yet, but Tucker was fired by Fox News because Fox News wanted no part of the truth that he was putting out. And so Alex Jones, they took his money away, and he could end up in prison anyway. But there is an admittance. We already have this, but this guy, you know, is being a braggart. He's telling the truth. He's bragging about it. And that's what everybody does. If you just listen to somebody long enough, they're going to admit their guilt and whatever, because nothing's any good unless somebody witnesses it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Unless you tell somebody.
Yeah, unless you tell somebody. What good does it if you could jump over a tall building if nobody saw you jump over the tall building?
And you couldn't tell nobody about it.
Yeah, and you couldn't tell anybody. So everybody admits to everything. So this is what it was. What we were headed into this year. It just snapped to me, you know, because, you know, I'd been spent my time on cancer recovery and everything. It just snapped to me. I kept thinking that the elections was a year away. The election is a few months away.
Right.
How many months is it till November?
It's in November.
Yeah. I mean, so anything, folks, you need to be ready. They could pull anything at any time. And don't
7 months.
Don't think that they want. Yeah, it's just complete craziness. Let's go with this. I want to make sure everybody knew this. Just read this headline.
Drives me absolutely insane. Sticker shock at the pump as gas prices up over 50% since Biden took office.
Yeah, now the main person that helps drive up gas prices is Saudi Arabia, and Biden insulted the leader of Saudi Arabia. And so, you know, he may be very well trying to get even with him because he's the one that's causing the gas prices to go up. And that and the possibility that there could be a war in the Middle East with Iran and Israel, but that's going on. And for the record, Israel is thinking that there may be another major war bigger than what's going on right now with the Palestinian thing with Hamas. Especially when Israel invades that city, that last stronghold, to wipe out the rest of the Hamas. So the whole point, folks, is you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, and it's going to keep coming and coming and coming until Messiah's return. These things are happening now. You need to be awake because we are in that time of the end, and that is the time before Messiah's glorious return. So you really, really do need to get right with the Father and the Son. I'm telling you. As far as the movie, go see the movie. I can't tell you whether it's a leftist movie or a rightist movie or what it is. I haven't did my research on it. Because why? I didn't think it was coming till July. Got anything to say? Got about 2 minutes.
Oh, I don't know.
When I do that to her, she's always speechless.
Yeah.
She's not speechless at home, though.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah. Anyway. Moving right along. So, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really could use your help, and radio could use your help. Just all in all, Messiah's Branch needs your help. You can donate online, Cash App, over the phone, mail a check or money order, and you can find all the information where?
ProphecyHour.com. That's ProphecyHour.com.
Right, and if they don't want to help with the poor?
then consider a donation for radio airtime, because it's not free and donations keep us on the air.
And they are listening, right? I know you folks are listening, because I can, due to the new electronic age, I can tell, you know, how many people at least download from our archive site. But like Carl Gallup pointed out, and it's so true, that so many other people pick up the programs and repost it here and there and everything else. You have no idea how far it's really, really reaching out. It's just a lot. And while I'm on the subject of Carl Gallup, he'll be with me today. It's his second Thursday of the month, so Pastor Carl will be joining me in the second radio program today. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. I haven't decided
everything
yet.
Everything and anything?
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, that's kind of it. All right. Anyway, but take care of your family first. Make sure you take care of your family first, because, you know,
plant
the Bible tells
us. Plant some food.
The Bible tells us just how bad of a person you are if you don't take care of your family. It's all there in the scriptures, and that's what you should be reading, is the scriptures. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. Who is he? He is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father.
Remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would please bless and keep these people that are listening, and that your face would shine upon them, Father, and please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.